In our gospel for today, Jesus confronts one of the toughest Jewish traditions, the legalistic and arrogant regulations about the Sabbath. So what is the point of Jesus defending his disciples when they got some heads of grain, rubbed them in their hands, and ate them? Are the Pharisees mad because the disciples of Jesus are stealing the grain? According to Jewish law, people who own the land were required to let the poor and hungry eat from their fields as long as they did not do any harvesting or collecting the grain in baskets. What the disciples did was lawful because what they did were to satisfy their hunger, especially for them who were never sure where their next food would come from. The Pharisees, known for their meticulous observance of the Mosaic law, had witnessed Jesus' disciples breaking the Sabbath law. The Pharisees are not concerned about the disciples eating grain that is not theirs, but they do that on the Sabbath day. But what is the point of Jesus trying to make here? Jesus is not saying Sabbath observance no longer applies, or the Sabbath is now abolished. Jesus is just attempting to put the observance of the Sabbath to its proper context and understanding. That is, the Sabbath was instituted to benefit us and not to burden us, to become better and not to be legalistic and strict. The zeal of the Pharisees for ritual observance blinded them from the demands of charity. Sabbath is not just a day wherein we stop working, but spend the day focusing on God and use it to love and serve others. The Lord's Day must be an opportunity for us to stop working for yourself, but spend a day working for someone else. Those who are poor, neglected, unloved, to your wife, husband, and children, to your family. That's why we call Sunday as Family Day. This reminds me of what Mother Teresa said, wherein we celebrate the feast day yesterday. She said, "If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people will try to cheat you. Be honest anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous of you. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten by tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway." To my brothers and sisters, do good every day even on the Sabbath day. Be generous and help other people always. So let us ask the intercession of Our Lady, that like her, we may follow and give ourselves totally to Christ our Lord.